Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Always a good time when I talk with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants. And, boy, out of the gate, 19 home runs, my God, in 10 games, whatever. And all of a sudden, the power has slowed down, hitting with runs and scoring position has slowed down. It's a cycle of baseball, but I'd love having you on because I like to talk about specific hitters. And let's do that. First of all, welcome to the show, as always.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. You know, like you said, you know, the season started well. It's a long year. As you know, it's always ups and downs during the season. You know, we're going through a down moment right now. But hitting is contagious, and these guys are professionals. They're the best in the game, and you know, they'll get back on track. You know, we already seen Duffy getting back on track. Craw hit a couple of balls hard last night, so did Belt. And Craw did busted it some work today. So it's gonna come around, and it's gonna be you know, just like usual again.
Yeah, that's the way baseball season goes, only in April, as I always say, the metaphor. You know, if you go out to eat, you're not even in the restaurant yet, and you got a long way to go. Bam Bam Mullen's with us. What about Duffy, though? And just chatting with him this week, you know, you always say the way to get out of a slump is hit the ball up the middle, hit the ball to right field. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but he talked about balance at the plate, and now he's in the three hole. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, he was one of our best hitters last year, the second half, in all of baseball. So, you know, this guy can hit. You know, the problem you get when you are drifting in the box, meaning that your hips are going forward, so is your head, and so is your weight, so is that's a problem. So, you know, we get back to basics, and, you know, I had him hit off the tee. You know, I brought him outside a couple days ago, let him see ball flight, just to get back to where he's now, you know, feeling like his hands are going, and, you know, he's able to stay behind the ball. And, you know, and last night was a good, or yesterday, you can see him stop now on the balls he was swinging at in the dirt. So that's a good sign. So, you know, he's a good hitter. He just had to calm down, you know, go back to the basics and stay behind the ball. And like he said, you know, hit the ball, you know, up the middle the other way, which is really good at. And they're pitching him away. You know, they're pitching him away, and he thought they were going to pitch him in because the way they pitch him in spring training, and that's two different things. And now he realizes that, you know, they're still pitching him away, and he's still got to get his hits over there. So he's back on track.
Oh, very good. Always interesting to talk hitting with the hitting coach, Bam Bam Mullen. All right, what about your big boys? I always say, don't pick on the little guys. It's the guy who signs, cashes the big checks. They're the ones who have to do the work. And let's talk about Posey, Belt, and Pence.
Well, Posey is also, you know, he had a little issue with getting his weight transfer correctly. You know, he was kind of opening up, and his front shoulder was opening up, so taking his hip that way. And, you know, he's not able to stay on balls that are middle weight that he usually drives the other way, and he's very good at it. And people look at this guy's film in every dugout, clubhouse, so everybody wants to hit like Posey. So I kind of reminded him that he needs to slow down and get back to that. You know, sometimes you get pull happy because you think they're going to pitch inside. They don't. And they still pitch you in your strength. Now you're not doing either. So, you know, we did some work earlier today, and he's back onto what has made him become Buster Posey, and that's hitting balls hard up the middle the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. How about Hunter Pence? And again, I'm just watching games. Looks like maybe the slider, he's a little slider happy again, having a little trouble laying off that pitch.
Well, you know, he's a guy that's is intelligent. You know, this guy knows that they're going to throw him a lot of sliders, and he prepares for it. You know, his whole daily routine is based on that. You know, yesterday we had a plan that we were going to stay on fastballs because Shelby Miller is a fastball pitcher. You know, he kind of got a dose of sliders, and he was not laying off of them. So that's the next thing we have to work on is... you know, he's a little giddy on the plate right now in the box. You know, his feet are moving a little too much. He's a little off balance with every swing he takes. And when that happens, your head moves. And when your head moves, your eyes are moving with it. So you're not picking up the ball very good. So we just got to calm him down, make sure he's staying on his feet. and also make sure that he's checking off on the breaking balls like Duffy started doing. And now when you do that, you get a better pitch to hit. He's taken some walks earlier this year, even in the LA series, off of breaking balls. He took one this past series, so he's got to do a little bit more of that, and slowing down in the box and slowing his feet down will allow him to do that.
People get anxious, don't they, when they get in the box? You always told me that about Sandoval. You know, as soon as he got in the box, everything went haywire because the fans are yelling and screaming. I guess it really takes a lot of discipline for the great hitters just to block everything out and stay in concentration.
Well, if you're in a situation as well with the runners in scoring position, you want to drive him in. So you start perhaps having the wrong thoughts in your mind when you're in the plate. I gotta drive this guy in instead of, no, let me have a good quality at bat and look for a good pitch to hit and hit it. And then more times than not, you're going to find yourself in hitter's counts, or you're going to walk, or you're going to hit the ball up the middle. Because, you know, we've had the problem is we hit the balls to the corners in the infield when the guy's on third, and that's, you know, the opposite of what we should be doing. And that's just being anxious, you know. And these guys are humans, you know. At times, they try to do a little too much, and it doesn't work. And we know that, and that's what's happening a little bit right now. And we just got to get back to basics and not try to do too much and stay in the middle of the field.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's what I like to see, the middle of the field. I'd love to see that with Posey. I just know when he does that, his swing is locked in. Angel Pagano's off to a great start. What's different about him?
Pagan is, he's got his legs back underneath him. You know, he's a guy that was really hurting with his knees, and that's his base, that's his foundation, and he's back healthy, and that's the Angel Pagan we know. You know, he's on base all the time, he's scoring runs, he's stealing bases, so hopefully he can stay healthy the rest of the year so we can have a great year out of him, because we need him to win. And the record shows it when he's on the field that we're a better team. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's back healthy, and I'm happy that he's contributing again.
One more thought for Bam Bam. Thanks for taking the time to talk about this. How do you like Span's batting stance?
Well, you know, it's a little unorthodox, to say the least. You know, he turns his front foot in all the way. I can't do that. I think I'll break my knee or ankle, one of the two. But, he's a professional hitter. You know, this guy has got a 285 career average, and he had 300 the last 2 years. And he's coming around. He's a somewhat of a slow starter. He's a guy that's got a high on base for his career, 350 or so. So we're expecting him to be on base more, walk more, and also he's had a lot of ground balls to the pool side because, you know, his shoulders are rotating side to side a little bit. Just staying square. You know, a couple of days ago he hit two line drives hard up the middle, and that's what we're looking for from him. And he's working hard of gaining that consistency to allow him to do that on a daily basis.
Boy, isn't the beginning of a season fun?
Yeah, you know, it was fun at the beginning because, we got off to the start. It looked like everybody was hitting the ball. And then you run into the valley. You know, when you're in the valley, you got to, first of all, remain patient and remain calm and look for the flaws and try to correct the flaws by watching some film, just by giving the right instructions at the right time for the right player. So all of that stuff is in play right now, where we're trying to not do too much, but make sure that we don't miss anything either that's glaring on the film, or even by looking at, looking at it with the naked eye and say, that's not right. So let's get in here and fix that. And we're working on that right now.
Boy, as I like to say, that's baseball. That's baseball.
That's baseball, and it's fun. I mean, that's my job. And, when it's going good, and the players are getting a lot of credit. When it's going bad, I have to try to fix it.
So that's why you're the hitting coach. All right, Bam Bam, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.